is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth. And so high school football season officially underway. Everybody other than, well, here in Glen County, other than Brunswick, and that's only because they took the first week off. But high school football officially underway. And so we're going to talk about that. Dansby Swanson makes his debut for the Atlanta Braves. We'll touch on that. We'll talk some concussions with Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Southeast, or Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And I guess, oh, we'll do a pick 'em segment for the games, because we got a big week in high school football. A lot of really good games on the docket for what's officially week one, according to the GHSA, and all the games that were played Friday night were in week zero, which makes a lot of sense.
Of course. I guess that's
the GHSA does makes a lot of sense.
Right. Sorry, I guess that's good news for the teams that dropped a game Friday night. They haven't actually officially started week one yet. So, well, it counts in the ledger, but, you know.
Get your calls in, 912-466-9462. You can also go old school and email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail. All the guests that will join us today, which I don't think we have any booked, in case someone calls in, they'll join us on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. And this segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Bruce Kennedy Tire. All right, so, yeah, high school football season kicks off. The biggest game on the docket was Glenn travels up to Benedictine, or maybe not on the docket, but the result. Double-A Benedictine knocks off 6A Glenn Academy. And, of course, Glenn Academy found itself in the state championship game last year. The way I saw that game going was I thought Benedictine would keep that game close maybe through midway through the second quarter, and by halftime, Glenn Academy's depth, being a 6A school, they'd pull away late. That didn't happen.
No, but you're also talking about a team in Benedictine, or a school in Benedictine, that's not your typical double-A school.
119 on the roster.
Exactly. I looked at that roster, I was like, there are some 5A, 6A schools that, or 7A schools now, that would love to have a depth on the roster like that. I guess that helps when you're able to bring in kids that really help you out. But
and you do the math with that. You think about that, it being a double-A school and what the student population has to be. And with 119 kids on the roster, that's well over half your population on the football roster.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there may be some double-A schools that are, I mean, it's just crazy with them being a private school, being able to recruit the surrounding areas. Like I said, it's not your typical double-A school, and both coming into the season as ranked in the state rankings as well. So it was a lot closer matchup, I think, than maybe some people were anticipating with it being double-A versus 6A. Benedictine competed for years at, 4A or 5A with Glenn and Brunswick for a long time.
Good point.
So I don't think there's any intimidation factor playing a 6A school or 5A school, however it is. But it was a matchup that when you got down to it, despite the score, I think the defense for Glenn played pretty well, you know, despite giving up 24 points. But a lot of it was self-inflicted wounds. I mean, there were, six fumbles by Glenn?
Two of which were going into the end zone. A lot of offensive line issues with missed assignments, penalties, false starts. High snaps, yeah. Glenn Academy, if they have a weakness going into the season, it was said it was going to be that O-line. It certainly did rear its head. They've got to get that addressed going forward, and they got to do it really fast because they're on the road this week in Ware County. We'll do that another segment.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and they're not the only team that played. Camden also took the field, and down in Orange Park against Oak Leaf, and they came out on the losing end as well. Of course, Oak Leaf is one of those national programs.
Mm-hmm.
Oak Park, well, technically, I guess Oak Park's kind of a suburb of Jacksonville, but it's not really in Jacksonville. But 27-13, Camden loses that game. South Effingham, all that momentum South Effingham had last year, I think they finished maybe 7-3, 6-4, somewhere in there, but they were playoff contenders. Well, Tift County took them to the woodshed, 41-0. Coffee County, Effingham. Of course, Coffee comes to Brunswick this week, and they opened up a can on Effingham, 41-13. Here's the one I really want to talk about. Mm-hmm. MCA, granted, I understand they played Brantley, and Brantley's not very good. I saw that game as being, all right, yeah, MCA is going to win. Two touchdowns, 10 points, two touchdowns. That's not the way that game went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was surprised. I looked at that game as well, thinking it would kind of be a, almost, I thought MCA would win, but I thought of it more of as a toss-up. You know, if Brantley could get a couple of turnovers or something early, things like that. But in the back of my head, I kept thinking back. I know it was a scrimmage, but I think that young team that Coach Robinson has over there really built a lot of confidence in that scrimmage against Glenn, saw that they can compete with teams that are very good like that, and will ride that momentum into the season, certainly into the opening week, and they just blew them out, what, 42-6, 42-0?
48-6 was the final score, MCA upending the Brantley County Herons.
Herons.
Also known as the Swamp Birds.
Swamp Chickens.
Swamp Chickens? Okay. I don't know. Frederica goes all the way up to Atlanta, and with them, they brought a woodshedding upon Holy Spirit. 56-0. Holy Spirit didn't even score.
Frederica, we talked about Jason several couple times before the season got started, talked to Coach Derek a couple of times. They are loaded for bear and ready to roll. I mean, he's got the talent, and he's got them focused on what they need to do.
They look good.
And their offensive line is defensive line. That was kind of the question mark a little bit on each side. Now that they seems like they've gotten that figured out, getting good production there, they've got the playmakers and athletes to take it to the house at any time, and they did that several times.
Sorry, Drayton. Another game that went a different way than I thought it was going to was Valdosta and Lowndes. That big rivalry that they have over there, and Valdosta needing one win to get their 900th mm-hmm. of all time. And I looked at what they both had coming back, and I said, Lowndes is a better team. They'll get that game, even though, you know, they've got to do it in Valdosta. Lowndes is better. Wrong again, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, new coach at Valdosta coming in, taking care of business again, and he's going to earn himself a lot of wiggle room mm-hmm. beating the crosstown rival like he did.
Yeah, he beat them handily, 38-13.
For years, Shelvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shelvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shelvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29,
1889, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County, Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back. It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. And on the line joining us is Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay, so concussions have been all over sports news, especially with the NFL. I kind of want to jump into that with you, but before we get into any of that, let's talk a little bit, because there are a lot of people, you hear that term concussion, but what exactly does that mean? What exactly is a concussion? What happens?
Well, basically, with a concussion, it is a trauma to the brain, of course, and this can be just from a minor hit to a direct blow. It's something that it's hard to see. I mean, there's no specific test for a concussion. And what happens is the brain gets jarred and shocked, and so all of a sudden the brain will clamp down, and so you get decreased blood supply and decreased nutrients to the brain, and that's why you get all the symptoms of headache and visual disturbances and so forth.
That was my next question. So if you were to suffer a concussion, there have to be some kind of trigger signs that let you know, hey, not everything is right.
Right. And a lot of times these can be, of course, after the acute event, which we see in sports, it can be the headache, confusion. People have this basic malaise. I tell people it's sort of like one of those sinus commercials where you feel like you're in a haze or a fog. I've also had athletes tell me that they have they see different colors. One kid actually said that he was seeing green. So it can definitely run the gamut. But normally the headache and the confusion, and even they can get some amnesia about what team they're playing on, what the score is, and so forth.
When you suffer a concussion, like in the NFL, we know that it's a high impact sport.
Yes.
With a player playing in the NFL or in any type of high impact sport, I'm assuming it's a safe assumption to say that high impact sports, you're going to suffer more concussions in those types of environments, or is it something where it's just random and it's just ironic that the NFL has way more than, I guess, what we normally see?
No, I think you're absolutely correct. Of course, in the NFL and football, because these are people that have been playing football for years and years and years, and so they have accumulated a significant number of head hits, and then with practices, they get these hits again and again and again. So you're going to see it more in those high impact sports. They also have a high incidence of concussion in baseball catchers that get hit with foul balls and hockey players. We can see it some in basketball, even soccer, and even cheerleading, when a cheerleader will fall off the top of a tower. So it's definitely seen more in the high-impact sports, but we see it in plenty of others.
Dr. Sasser joining us here on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. On The Game here on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. Of course, Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. So once you've suffered a concussion, because to my knowledge, we're still doing so much research, and there's still a lot that we're learning about concussions. So in for instance, in Major League Baseball, if you suffer a concussion, they put you on a 7-day concussion list, a special disabled list. But in the NFL, you're out a couple of weeks versus right. 1 week. So what is the treatment that you would go through for suffering a concussion?
Right. Well, it's first off, you have to realize that it can take weeks and weeks to get over a concussion, especially in the younger athletes where their brain is developing. So first and foremost, my main message to all the coaches and people that I work with on the sideline is if we have any kid that has a questionable concussion, they're out. It's you. They never go back into a game, and you know, I always say, when in doubt, hold them out. And so that starts the process, and the process is usually at least a week or more. What we basically have is a concussion protocol. It usually first off starts with a sideline evaluation of that patient, and then afterwards, within 48 hours, they actually will get a computer test, which is the impact test utilized by the schools, and that is actually allows us to check out the patient's short-term memory, reaction time, and other different parameters to see what level concussion they have, in the degree of, is this just a mild concussion, or are they having significant severe symptoms? So we need to talk to the parents and the coaches that this is one of those that might take 3 to 4 weeks or even longer to get over.
Why is it that once you suffer a concussion, often you're a little more prone to it? I mean, you look back at some NFL quarterbacks, Steve Young got a concussion and then ended up having to retire because after he got that first one, he suffered subsequent ones. Troy Aikman, another guy that played quarterback in the NFL, got that first concussion and then was concussion prone until he was forced to retire. Why do once they get one, it just keeps seem to happening?
And I really can't completely answer that. I think I have my theory, just like everyone else has their theories about recurrent concussions. I think first and foremost, especially with the way we now have a protocol, we actually have a protocol which incrementally increases their activity in order to get them back playing. And if they have any type of symptoms, we back them down. So like I said, this protocol can take a week, it might take 2 weeks, it might take even longer. And so since those concussion protocols are actually quite new, I think there are quite a few older type athletes where they really didn't get a second concussion or a third concussion, they may have never healed from their first concussion. And so one of our treatment protocols is in order to try to get them healed from that first concussion. So it might have made those older athletes more sensitive, and there might be more of a sensitivity and make you prone to repetitive concussions. But what we focus on is making sure that the athlete is over that previous concussion before we even consider getting them back into onto the playing field.
Yeah, that theory actually makes a lot of sense to me. Dr. Sasser, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Red Fern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome. Fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Interesting stuff on the concussion stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You learn a lot when you talk to a doctor about stuff that you don't really know anything about medically.
Yeah, you always hear about concussions and things like that, but just to hear it broken down and explained in kind of layman's terms, it definitely helps.
This segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture and Brunswick Mower Supply. Get your call in, 912-466-9462. thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com, and this is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Drayton Hogarth sits, or actually you're standing beside me, and I'm Jason Bishop, and we co-host this show. We're on 1440 WGIG. By the way, we are moving. So we'll be Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., starting on September the 3rd. So we've got this show and next. We've got two shows left here with iHeartMedia. And again, you know, like one thing I do want to say is there are no ill feelings here. Like, yeah, we are switching companies.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop Media is the parent company for The Game, and then basically they outsource us as a show.
Right.
And so we are leaving iHeartMedia and going to another company, and iHeartMedia has been awesome to us.
Yeah, I've loved it here.
Yeah, they have been awesome to us. But Bishop Media made a business decision, and, you know, when you work for a company, you just say, okay.
Yeah, but looking forward to it.
And yeah, and so if you want to know where we're going, we can't really get into all that because now we're cross-promoting different companies on different companies' airwaves, and that gets really tricky and messy, and you don't want to really get into all that. But what we can tell you is go to our Facebook page. It's kind of hard to find. It's like unofficial, The Game. I don't really know how or why it got set up that way, but whatever. So it's unofficial, The Game on Facebook, and all the info is there on where we're going, what time. Again, it'll be Saturday mornings, 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the current edition of the Southern Sports Edition will come out the last Tuesday of this month. So I guess that's the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a bunch of ads in there telling you where we're going.
All right, right.
So, okay.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And
it's kind of
good to be, this has been in the works for a while, so it's good to be a trendsetter as well.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of nice. Like, I have to admit, it feels good to know that when our contract here with iHeartMedia ended, that there were multiple companies that were like, oh, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of want this show. That makes me feel good.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I've heard nothing but good responses from people that are friends and also people that I haven't talked to in a while that have mentioned the show and how much they enjoy it. So I challenge them to call in, actually.
Yeah. We don't get that many callers over here. And I think it's Sunday mornings. People are in church. I think they're listening, but they're not going to call.
Right.
But, yeah, Saturday mornings, I feel like we'll get some more callers.
Oh, yeah.
We like callers.
High school.
Other than Teddy Bishop, who calls in.
We like him, too, though, man.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we do. Georgia quarterback situation. I saw that Eason had taken all the first-team snaps on Wednesday. Is that a precursor to him being named the starter?
I think so, because it's been pretty much from multiple reports, people who were eyewitnesses at the scrimmage, he was taking the ones consistently, and they were throwing everything at him as best they could to try to prep him. And I think it's just a matter of time before we hear Coach Smart announce Eason as the starter. Lambert may still start just because of the experience factor first game, but Eason's definitely playing in that first game.
So everything that I was hearing was that it was between Ramsey and Eason, and Lambert really wasn't even in the equation. Is that not accurate? Because you're mentioning maybe Lambert start the first game, but I was thinking it was either going to be Eason or Ramsey.
I don't know. I hate to say it. I'm wondering if there's still some lingering issues from the past still going on where...
With Bryce Ramsey?
Yeah, just things going on where it's just not... Maybe not the gym rat mentality kind of thing. I think that they're looking for. Smart wants him is trying, especially early on. Remember back during close to the spring game, it would always say, you know, to Ramsey, just need a little bit more, you know, step, you know, need you to be that player to kind of take us. In other words, he sees potential, but it's untapped from Ramsey.
Is this an effort thing? Because it sounds like that's what you're saying. It sounds like you're saying Bryce Ramsey has all the tools, but he won't commit himself to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I can't say that, but I think there's just a lot going on in Athens that can really, you know, distract you possibly.
No, never.
Possibly. I don't know. But, yeah, as far as starting, though, I think they're going to try to throw everything they can at Eason these next – like I said, for the past week or so, the reports I've been hearing is he's been getting – the majority of the reps with the ones.
Right.
So,
and everything,
including the scrimmages and things, the last two scrimmages.
And everything I had heard up to this point was that Bryce Ramsey was going to be your starter from spring game on up until, I guess, this past week.
Mm-hmm.
So something went down.
Yeah.
No question about that. Something happened to where the coaching staff decided Bryce Ramsey isn't the guy for whatever reason, because if he was, he would be the one getting all the snaps with the first team, and Eason and Lambert would be sharing time with the reserves.
Because really, Jay, think about it. If you got a true freshman, a multi-year or redshirt junior, and a senior who was started at a major program at Virginia and last year at Georgia.
It was bad in both places.
But anyway, and there is no real significant separation between the three, don't you go with the biggest upside?
You start the freshman.
Yeah.
Anytime that it's close like that, you start the freshman because he's going to be there longer.
Right. And you're, you know, starting out as a new coach, start putting your imprint on the program. Your quarterback and coach are hand in hand.
I.e. Mark Richt and David Green.
Right. Right.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends. 912-638-1445. Or at watermarksprinting.com.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Redfern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome, fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shell and Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are a ton of awesome high school football games on the docket coming up this week, and I mean a ton, all across the state. And so what we're going to do is we're going to sit here and go rapid fire, and we're going to tell you who's going to win these games, and we've got a long list, so, like, just be prepared. This here comes a bunch of high school football games across the state, which I love. So if you're not a high school football fan, change the dial.
Yeah, exactly. And if there's anybody out there that hears a game that you want to mention, give us a call, 912-466-9462.
There you go. All right, so Glenn Academy and Ware County. Ware County had the week off. They didn't play. Glenn Academy got upset by Benedictine. Despite the fact I'm going to pick Glenn in this game, and the reason I'm picking Glenn in this game is I feel like they have more coming back than what Ware County does. Ware County lost a lot. Glenn has now a week under their belt to get their issue straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw on social media that there was some interested spectators at the Glenn and Benedictine game with the Ware County coaches there checking it out. But I'm going to agree with you, Jason. I think Glenn's going to harken back to last year and build from that experience of going into to Memorial Stadium and winning and hopefully come out again with another W.
Coffee County at Brunswick. Coffee had a big win already against Effingham. Brunswick hasn't played. Brunswick has spent the entire offseason since the season ended last year and the schedules came out. They have had this game circled on their calendar. A dreadful year. This is a game for the program that they must get to turn things around. Coffee is a powerhouse. I'm going Brunswick at home for the upset.
I agree. I think Brunswick is going to be too talented. Usually where Coffee dominates another team is at the line of scrimmage. Brunswick negates that advantage and may even have the advantage over Coffee with their offensive line.
Bethesda at Frederica. Frederica looks like a powerhouse. I think they are. Bethesda's really good. Frederica's at the Bloody Marsh. Mm-hmm. I'll take the Knights at home.
Give me Frederica as they stay on the roll that they're currently on.
Venice at Camden. Camden did not look very good against Oak Leaf, and I think that program is beginning to trend down. Mm. Venice is a national-ranked program. I'm going to go Venice to knock off Camden at home.
I'm going to stick with Camden just because I think they finally get something going. It's going to be tough, don't get me wrong, but I'm going to stick with Camden until they give me more reason to not choose them.
Clinch at MCA. MCA, a big scrimmage win, a nice win last week against Brantley, a team they still should have beat. Clinch is a really
good
football team. MCA is at home. This is a measuring stick game for MCA. This is that game. Are you for real or are you not? I don't think they are. I'm going Clinch County.
Come on. Go with the Bucks, man. Coach Robinson's got them rolling right now.
Okay. American Heritage at Colquitt, two programs that are nationally ranked. Colquitt's at home. Colquitt.
Yeah, Colquitt at home. And don't get me wrong, American Heritage is a powerhouse and have tons of talent on the team. New head coach this year, though, because their former coach is now at Miami under Coach Rick. But, yeah, give me Colquitt and Coach Probst demoralizing the kids during the week in practices and building them back up for Friday.
Yeah, in case you're not familiar, Coach Probst did appeal that suspension that he was given, and it was upheld. So he is now back on the sideline. Right. They suspended him for headbutting a kid that had on a helmet, which was dumb. Good job, GHSA, because that's what you do. Stockbridge at Mays. Mays at home.
And I went Mays as well.
Statesboro at Burke.
I'll say Burke.
I'm going Burke as well. Southeast Bullock at Richmond Hill.
I like Richmond Hill in this one.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm going Southeast Bullock. I think they've got a little more than Richmond Hill. Bayside at Lowndes.
A.C. Slater and Zach Morris have graduated, so I'm going to go with the Lowndes.
That's a game that Lowndes has to get after being embarrassed by Valdosta. They've got to get that game at home. I'm going Lowndes. Cook at Tift.
Who did I go with? I went with Tift in this one.
Tift looked really good last week or on Friday. I'm going to go Tift County as well. They're at home. Walton at Brookwood.
Did you watch the Corky Kell games?
I did.
Brookwood looked really good. They're back, I think, and Walton is not as good as they have been in the past. I'm going Brookwood.
I'm going Walton for the upset.
What?
I like Walton to go to Brookwood and win that football game. Here's the one nationally, or at least here in the Southeast, that everybody's going to be paying attention to. I'm quite sure it's going to be broadcast by ESPN. IMG at Grayson. IMG is a powerhouse down, I believe it's in Orlando, Tampa area. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we all know how good Grayson is. Coach Jeff Heron, the former Cannon County coach, is up there. They've got 11 kids that are Division I offers, and I don't mean like Division I Kentucky. I mean Division I LSU, Alabama, Florida, those guys.
Right. Oh, yeah, they are absolutely loaded. Both teams, IMG is a team that, I mean, let's be honest, they nationally recruit for a high school, so you know they're loaded. Georgia sent out, I mean, one day they sent their coach, said, we're going to offer 18 of your kids.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of talent they have. However, I'm going Grayson in this game.
I'm going IMG.
All right.
Peach County at Houston.
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 Jake Fromm.
Yep. Woodland at Valdosta.
I'm going to ride with Valdosta for a few weeks here.
You got to pick Valdosta with how good they looked against Lowndes, I think, in this game. Effingham at Thompson.
Went Thompson in this one.
I'm going to go Effingham.
Bounce back from last week.
I want to see. I think Effingham's got a little more than what they showed. Wayne at West Lawrence.
I went with Wayne.
New head coach. I like Wayne in this
Coach Chastain should get them rolling.
I don't think West Lawrence has too much anyway. Appling at Vidalia.
Give me Vidalia Indians.
Yep, I'll take Vidalia. Brantley at Charlton. Big game there.
Charlton, unfortunately.
Yeah.
For Brantley.
Yeah. Bacon at Pierce.
Pierce County.
Yeah, I'll take Pierce. Swainsboro at ECI.
Oh, and ECI.
That's a big, big rivalry, by the way. They're both in Emanuel County. I'll take ECI. ECI is the private school. Swainsboro is the public. For years, Swainsboro dominated that, but not the last decade. ECI has really jumped onto the national stage, or at least the state stage. And so I'll take ECI. So, like we said, huge week of games. There should be a game for everybody if you're a high school football fan.
No doubt.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermark's Printing. Watermark's Printing is your all-in-one print shop. digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Redfern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome, fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
And all this high school football talk, we forgot to mention, by the way, Dansby Swanson made his Atlanta Braves debut this past week and has looked not too bad.
Not too bad. I was a little surprised that he wasn't in the lineup last night. I mean, I thought the point was to bring him up and see what he can do, you know?
Interesting thing about, yeah, I agree. And the interesting thing about that is the organization has come out and said that he's not going to play every day. And so if he's not going to play every day, then why bring him up?
Yeah, a little odd. I'm not sure if they're all on the same page here. I was kind of wondering if he might have had a nagging injury and they were just trying to cover it or something. I don't know.
Who knows? This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Catch 228, and Watermarks Printing, 912-466-9462, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Once again, we will mention that we got two shows left here on WGIG, and then we are moving to a different radio station and a different company. For more details on that, visit our Facebook page. It's Unofficial, The Game. That's how you search for it, Unofficial. You do have to include the unofficial. Why? I don't know. Unofficial, The Game, and then the Southern Sports Edition comes out, I guess, the end of the last Tuesday of the month, and there'll be ads, and they are telling you where we'll be September the 3rd, Saturday morning, 10 a.m., better ready, time slot, wow.
Ready to rock and roll.
Dansby Swanson.
Hey, like you said, he's gotten in three games. He's been 2-for-4, 0-for-4, and I think 2-for-4, and his games. Had the night off last night. Looked solid defensively. You know, he doesn't look like he's not on that level, you know, so I don't think the stage is too big for him, which is a good sign.
he hasn't looked overwhelmed, and he has looked, yeah, I mean, he's looked like he belongs. He doesn't yet look like, and he's still figuring things out, but he doesn't yet look like that he is going to dominate at the major league level. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't happen right away. Not everybody is Jeff Francoeur and then hits a home run in their very first game, or Jason Hayward in your very first at bat.
Right. And you know, this kind of, when this news first broke out, you know, you called me, I think, and we were talking about it, and it made me question, well, why not go ahead and bring up a couple of the other guys, see what you got, get ready for the new stadium, the new team that's going to be coming, you know, and just tell them, you know, look, this isn't a tryout. This isn't anything for you to try to show us what you have. We know what you can do.
Right.
We just want to see it at this level. So no pressure. Come in, have fun, enjoy it, and also learn from this experience. So you don't, whenever you do come up as a full-time major league player, you don't have to get used to all the travel and all the, you know, town to town, San Diego. I mean, they're used to it in the minors, but it's different at the major league level, obviously.
Yeah, because you're not riding the bus.
Right.
You're actually chartering a plane.
And longer trips and things, even though it isn't a plane. But still, you know, it's something different for these kids to get used to.
The Atlanta organization has constantly told us when they began the fire sale a few years back that the target date was 2017. This team is going to be good by 2017. We move into the new stadium. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be.
There's still at least 2 years, and that's best case.
Right.
So yeah. 2018 would be the best case scenario. And more realistically, I think it's going to be 2019 before some of these guys, these lower level kids that you have gotten that make their way up, or mm-hmm. that you transition all this pitching that you have into position players. You're not near that yet.
Mm-hmm. Or is this potential that all these rookies have that they have such high hopes for, do they live up to it? I mean, how many times do you see kids that get drafted top 10 that it just never clicks? It never happens for them. You really want to make sure that you get at least a good nucleus of players, especially in the pitching, which they've really uplifted their pitching staff and the pitching talent in the minor leagues. And that's kind of what they're banking on is kind of the Mets, well, the Braves of the 90s, the Mets recently, you know, load up your pitching staff, get your good core of young starters, roll with it, the guys that you can do away with, trade off for more bats. That seems to be the way that they're working it.
Even though we haven't seen those trades really happen a lot until mm-hmm. we've seen a couple the last couple months where they have taken some of those arms and transitioned them into minor league position players, mm-hmm. which was, you know, going to help the Demerite kid mm-hmm. For jumps right into mind for mention. And they just made another deal where they got a catcher.
Okay. I didn't realize it.
Look it up.
All right, hold on.
Oh, well, I didn't mean for you to look it up. I mean our statistician people look it up. But, dude, you're hosting a radio show. You don't have time to look stuff up on the internet.
All right. But, yeah, I think – don't you think next year, you know, 17 may not be the year to push for the playoffs, but I think you could look for to push for 500. You know, I mean, that would be a major step for where they are right now.
So – We go from 2016 and then 2017. You're saying if they play 500 ball, that's the goal.
Yeah. That's definitely progress.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's
progress. Especially if you're using these younger kids.
It's not what you promised. It's not what you promised as from a front office. In a front office, you said 2017, we're going to be competing for a division.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, essentially, at least a wild card.
Yeah, but you kind of have to say that. We're gonna.
Not if it's not
we're gonna,
true.
We're gonna trade all these guys, and we're gonna be 500 in 2 years. That's not what they. That doesn't sell many tickets, Jason.
This is one of those awkward moments of the show where, because we're doing radio, I have to talk, but I really don't want to say anything else. I just kind of want to. No.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County, Watermark's Printing. Watermark's Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermark's Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Okay, so we figured out who that catcher was. The Braves traded Eric Ibar to Detroit. Oh, nice. The Braves traded Eric Ibar to Detroit and then got back a pitcher named Avilas that they've already waived. He's off the team, but it was the catcher that the Braves wanted, and we figured out who that was.
Yeah, infielder Mike Avilas, and I've already designated him for assignment, so he will never line up for the Braves. But the catcher was Skivikue, S-C-I-V-I-C-Q-U-E.
Chivike.
Chivike. All right, sounds good.
I just made that up off the top of my head. This segment brought to you by Shell and Hogan and M&B Liquors. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All our guests, Dr. Bo Sasser, joined us on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. And so, yeah, so this is the segment of the show that I really never know what to do with because it's so short you can't really get into anything. But it's long enough to where we've got to fill it.
Yeah. I'm hoping – I was looking at this kid's minor league stats. He's 269, 242, 281. Not bad. It really depends on what he does behind the plate.
That's a good addition for the Detroit Tigers because they're in playoff contention over there, and adding a veteran bat to their bench who's as versatile as Ibar because he can play third as well, maybe even a little second, really helps them a lot add to their depth off the bench. And he can hit for good veteran bat. Yeah.
And could be addition by subtraction because the Avilas seems like he had become kind of a distraction with not getting playing time, things like that.
Yeah, I saw where their GM had basically said, we made a decision that Ibar was better than Avilas, so we made the deal.
Right, right. And you got to make those decisions sometimes, especially in the heat of the pennant chase or wild card chase right now.
Pennant chase that the Braves won't be in until like 2018, maybe 2019, even though we were promised 2017.
Yeah. It'd be 500, though.
Can we just end the show?
Go ahead.
Are we close enough? We can? All right. Show's over.
See you.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Redfern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome, fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call
at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is Goodyear and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016
American people are getting Fox's Grinnell Scott.